Harry, I'm 18, and I'm from Holmes Chapel in Cheshire.
Well, I kind of walked in to, when we landed, we kind of walked through the airport and we thought, do you know what, I bet all these stereotypes are going to be far from the truth. It's not going to be anything like what you think it's going to be like. First thing you walk in is a massive picture of a kangaroo.
When you go in at such like a young age and you're working with a songwriter and producer who've done kind of all these amazing songs and you haven't done anything in a studio, you definitely don't feel comfortable to say, like, what if I sing it like this instead? Maybe we should change some stuff. It's like you just, if you're like a kid and you have no idea what you're doing, you're never gonna tell someone who's had a million number ones how a song should be done. So, but at the same time, I think it was right that we did it that way. I think it was important for us to listen and kind of learn and to do what was being asked of us, and then later you kind of take those lessons and try and adapt it from there, rather than just jumping into the deep end and trying to write songs when you have no real idea how it kind of works. So I think we did that in the right way the first few sessions.
I think you get up, you have a shower, you stroll out, you get a bit of food, you just chill out all day. A friend from America called me a sucker because I haven't replied because I'm doing an interview.
Some of them are girls, and apparently I'm dating all of them.
I think it's the same thing. I think the reason why girls like us is that, I think we're just quite like the guys who are kind of mucking around in the back.
The bit I found difficult early on was I used to get really nervous before stage, and there was one time we were on a show in the UK. And there was a bit where I sang, and I just sounded awful. I'd kind of worked myself up over it and was just too nervous. And I just sounded really not good. And it kind of, it played on my mind afterwards for ages, because in like rehearsals and stuff, I'd done it fine. And then when it came to the actual thing on camera, it just wasn't good. And I think even standing on stage used to make me really nervous. And I don't know, I think you can learn to kind of turn your nerves into something else, and you can kind of control them a bit more. And
have little areas of the crowd that you keep going back to. Like, it just happens naturally. Like little spots where you kind of will always see people and you like recognize people.
Anyone from England going to the States is kind of really excited. I think the nearest feeling I'd had to that first trip was when I first came to London, because when I was growing up, London was like, to me it felt like it was a different country, and that sounds really weird, but it was just like, it seemed so far away. I just felt like I'd never go. And I just loved the excitement of being somewhere that's filled with kind of things you've seen on TV and in movies and stuff, and it's, I think that's the thing about like America in general, and especially like Hollywood, is you kind of get that feeling every time you go in.
I would hope that any women that I meet across the path would like me for me. And
Louis Tomlinson.